Welcome back to another episode of Music Club FM, episode 6, I do believe. Today we are, as normal, just going straight into some new music, this time from the incredible Fontaines DC. They released their newest track, A Hero's Death, last week, and it's absolutely brilliant. So we're sticking off with this one. More information about it on the other side. This is A Hero's Death by Fontaines DC.
Life ain't always empty. Life ain't always empty. Life ain't always...
That record there is... a bit of a head for me, really. The message is really lovely. Life ain't always empty, and it certainly feels like it is at the moment. And the music sound like an Iggy and the Stooges, I Wanna Be Your Dog, Oasis, fucking in bushes, kind of like, I don't know, all hope is lost kind of record. It's quite funny. They released that last week, and it's just absolutely brilliant. It's really good to see that they're coming back and releasing new music so quickly. They've also announced that there's a new album coming out in July. Is that right? July? 31st of July, called A Hero's Death of the same name. It's been literally just over 12 months since they released Doggerel, which is an amazing album, and everyone should go and check that out. It's absolutely brilliant. And we're getting album number two. Let's hope they don't suffer from that second album syndrome, and their sophomore album is just as good as the first. They were due to play Glastonbury and are currently still due to play Reading and Leeds. More on that in a minute. But good to hear new music from them. That's exciting. Really, really exciting. Next, we're moving swiftly on to last night when Slow Tie dropped a newest record. He's been very, very quiet since the Enemy Awards when he had his controversy with Catherine Ryan. An interesting time, none the least. He starts this record by sampling Matt Healy at the Enemy Awards, and then some, like, one on their phone who's recording it laughing in the background on a loop before just going in on a Slow Tie record like it's absolutely massive. You know, he made a fool of himself at the Enemy Awards. It was really odd to watch. I don't think it's... I think he took a lot of criticism. A lot of criticism. And it's just good to see that it hasn't stopped him making new music. Because I thought that first album of his, it was just absolutely spectacular. Should have won the Mercury, in my opinion. Absolutely should have won the Mercury. And that he's back and making new music again. Enemy is an absolute monster. And I'm really hoping to see him again in the future. I missed him last year at Reading and Leeds, and it was the biggest mistake of my life. So I hope to see him again at other festivals at some point in the next coming 12 to 18 months. We shall see. For now, we have new music from Slow Tie. This is Enemy.
Don't make me get petty for Lou. No telling what he might do. He did it. Try being broke and coke in a glass, feeling like I...
We're now going into a record that's actually been in my library for a little bit of time now, a couple of weeks. It's so good though. It keeps coming on and it makes me so happy. It's the return of Little Dragon. This time they're collaborating with Caliucci, who has recently collaborated with people like Tyler, the Creator. This one is Are You Feeling Sad? Just a wonderful kind of disco-inspired indie electronic track. Like, that's what Little Dragon do best. They're so out there and they make music that's really diverse, and it's good to see they're not slowing down at all. This is just another monster. So really, really good to see that, to have this one. Needed to put it in because it's just, I love it. It brings me so much happiness in a time of such misery. You have records like this which is just making everyone want to dance. I can't wait to dance in a field again. This is Are You Feeling Sad featuring Caliucci by Little Dragon. Next, we're going to a record that actually isn't very new, but it does need to be played on this show because it showcases everything I love about music in 2020. Next, we're looking at Flume. The record is The Difference. It's kind of one that's been skipped a little bit, but is probably his best record. Probably. This time featuring Toro y Moi on a record which is not a Flume tempo. Like, this is 165, 170 BPM. We're talking drum bass tempo at that point. And Flume pulls it off. Like, he pulls this off. If there was more drum and bass music being made that sounded like this and was less squeaky clean, because a lot of it is too squeaky clean these days, this has that kind of jungle influence. It's a much... It's slower for drum and bass, but it's still up there as a fast up-tempo record. And just has this really cool vocal sample. It sounds really cool. Like, this is something that should be played in all nightclubs everywhere and will absolutely smash every festival dance floor and dance pit. Like, the pits for this will be huge. It will be. It's like Wilkinson's kind of Love-esque drum and bass records. They're amazing. It's been in my library for a while. I heard Zane Lowe play it like pre-lockdown. We're talking February, I think. So I'm definitely sleeping on this one. It's now May. That's bad, Jack. But it's just too good not to play. So I've had to put it in. This is The Difference featuring Toro E. Moi by Flume. Next, we're talking about Everything Is Recorded. Everything Is Recorded is the love child, brainchild of Richard Russell of XL Records. XL Records is probably the biggest independent record company in the UK. A huge artist signed to XL, like Adele and The Prodigy and so many people have signed to XL. It's just a monster of a record label. And Richard Russell is the label boss. And a couple of years ago, put out an incredible album of all the people that he worked with, including Sampha, Kamasi Washington, Giggs, Ibeyi, Sampha again, Wiki, Peter Gabriel. Like, it was a real diverse lineup of people that he'd worked with, and it's this really cool kind of electronic project, a producer project in a kind of Mark Ronson-y way, I guess, where he just gets to collaborate with some of the best artists and put out this amazing project. And he's back doing another one. This time, it's called Friday Forever. It came out on April 3rd, so you can go and listen to that. Features some other really cool artists. This one features two artists that I don't know, Infinite Coles and Berwin, on the record 1:32 AM Walk Alone, which has this really cool old house feel to it. Like a really old house feel to it. It's got this wicked bass line that just boogies its way around the track. It's kind of dark and sleazy. The tempo's a bit slower as well, so it's like not corny house, but it's just really, it's a really cool record. And the vocals on top are really, really cool. They're really, really cool. This record has been one that's just been in my playlist and I haven't been able to get out of my head. This is 1:32 AM / Walk Alone by Everything Is Recorded.
Twos, I got you, I got you. You can kick it with a crew like Kung Fu on cue. Stood in the corner of a dark.
And to finish off our fresh music section for this week, we have the newest record from the incredible Bon Iver, who put out his fourth studio album last year. One, two, three, four. Fourth studio album last year. Bon Iver, or Bon Iver, Justin Vernon, is an amazing artist. I don't know what music would look like today if we didn't have Bon Iver. He's an artist that really has shaped a lot when it comes to the music industry. From his use of like vocals and production, working with saxophones, like the electronic input of his music is completely out there. When he released For Emma Forever Ago, which has an amazing story and everyone should go and read up on that. When he released that album, it was a folk album, really. Like, he was a folk singer, but really dicked around with like reverb and recording techniques in a way that was dirty and wasn't hyper clean in the way that a lot of other artists were. So to see him evolve over the years has been incredible. I don't think he's really strayed away from that folk part, but I think he has got more and more electronic, and I think that's absolutely wonderful. This record, though, it's one of my favourite records he's ever put out. I first discovered him with the record Blood Bank, and then of course Skinny Love, and then Wolves, and then of course he went on to Perth and Holocene, and then released, is it 3-3 God, and all of those amazing, amazing records. Last year, records like Hey Ma. He's one of the best artists in the world, easily, hands down. He really, really is, hands down, one of the most important musicians around in the last 15-20 years, easily. And he's just put out a record for the sake of putting it out. I think he's a charity single, actually. I think he's putting it out with all proceeds going to a charity. The production on this is just wonderful. I love the saxophone. His voice is so captivating. I think he's just an amazing, amazing artist. And absolutely had to put this in the playlist. This is PDLIF by Bon Iver. Next, I want to get into a bit of festival news. That's something that we do a lot on this channel and try and look at every single week. I thought it would probably be beneficial if we just go for a big update of what's going on and what's happening, where we're at. The festival calendar has been updated. You can go and check the link in the description to follow along. We got our news last night from our Prime Minister, Mr. Boris Johnson, discussing what was the next stages of lockdown and how we're going to get out of this pandemic. At this stage, at 1:58 on Monday morning, it wasn't massively clear and has been scrutinised because of that. We should be finding out some more information about that in the coming days, in the coming minutes actually. I think we're getting a document produced at 2 o'clock, so we might hear some more information. Currently, there's no hard and fast rule with social distancing and cancelling like of major events going through the summer. So some festivals are still planning on going ahead. Whether that's realistic or not is a different matter. But currently, what we have cancelled so far include The Great Escape, All Points East, Radio 1's Big Weekend, Isle of Wight Download, Lovebox, Parklife, Glastonbury, BST, Wireless, NAS has been postponed. Go on more of that in a minute. Transmit Festival, Latitude, Blue Dot, Why Not, Tramlines, Truck, and Boomtown have all been cancelled. So my question is, what is left? What is left? Well, we've got a couple of answers for you. Last week, obviously, we had the cancellation of Tramlines Festival, who said that they are sorry that Tramlines Festival will no longer be going ahead in 2020. They put out a statement on Twitter saying, "Firstly, we want to share our heartfelt thank you from the whole team for your patience and messages of support while we work through this difficult situation. It really does mean a lot to us. We'd also like to take the opportunity to thank the NHS for this horrible pandemic. Our thoughts go out to festival goers, artists, staff, suppliers, and emergency services. We're truly sorry to heartbreak and confirm the Tramlines Festival will not be going ahead and taking place this year. Looking forward, Tramlines will now take place 23rd to 25th of July 2021. A lot more about the support and how bad it is for everyone. You get a refund. Nothing there about their lineup, which I find interesting. A lot of people are seeming to keep that one quiet. I think no one really knows what's going to happen with the music industry over the coming kind of 12 months. You know, this really is impacting the music industry in a big, big way. And I don't know if anyone has an idea what that means for touring, what that means for live music, what that means for festivals. All of them kind of work with each other. And currently everyone's just put everything on hold and stopping releasing anything and postponing or cancelling tours. Who knows when that's going to start up again? We just don't know. I know that whilst we had an announcement that said that potentially from the start of June some restaurants and social activities may start up again, I don't think that's going to happen at the start of July. And certainly social distancing will be a thing until we have zero cases or a vaccine. And that's impacted so many festivals. We've spoken about lots of them up to this date. Another one includes Truck 2020, unfortunately bit the dust finally. We'd like to start by saying how eternally grateful the whole team is for all the support and messages you've given through this difficult period. It's a tough time for all of us and we'd like to thank you for your patience. Tried everything possible. Looking forward, we've got new dates for our diaries. Truck will take place on 23rd to 25th of July 2021. Same as the other one that I just talked about. We're pleased to confirm that tickets and upgrades to glamping this year will be automatically rolled over to 2021. Rest assured, we're now putting our absolute all into planning the best Truck you've ever seen and can't wait for you to welcome you in July 2021. Again, nothing about the lineup. There's been other people that have managed to move the headliners across. Give us something, people. Just give us something. So the question then stays, what do we have left? What else is there? Because this week on my calendar is the first week of festival season with The Great Escape, which was one of the first to be cancelled. Next week, currently, May the 22nd, Dot to Dot in Bristol is still going ahead. I don't know how they've managed to not communicate this on their Twitter, but you go on their website, it still says that it's going ahead, which is completely balmy, but yeah, it makes no sense to me. Clearly they've cancelled it, they just haven't forgot to tell everyone, maybe? Very odd. So after the very odd edition of Dot to Dot, the next thing is the postponement of NAS Festival. NAS Festival put out a statement on the 25th of March saying we're exploring all options going ahead with NAS this summer, but with everything that's going on, it's possible we may need to move dates. We're looking at moving NAS to September 2020. That's the possibility. Field Day is the next one on the 11th of June, on the 11th of July, sorry. They haven't put a statement out. Bicep is due to headline. I like the new Bicep record as well. I was going to put it in this week, but I haven't. They haven't said anything about what's going ahead. So my understanding will be that that'll be cancelled very, very soon, because we ain't going to be socially distancing by the start of July. Two other festivals are both Kendall Calling and Wilderness. Kendall Calling put a statement out very early on saying, we wish to keep you updated in the loop of planning of this year's festival. We will be following the government instructions, which at the moment says that in July they can currently go ahead, but one would assume that will change. Same with Wilderness, which says, in Wilderness 2020 is proceeding as planned. We're looking forward to welcoming everyone to Cornbury Park in August in 133 days. Obviously, this is an old statement now. The safety and well-being of our artists and partners, festival goers and staff will always be our top priority. Please rest assured. Blah, blah, blah. They're waiting for the government to cancel that before they say anything. Another one currently due to go ahead is at the start of August, on the 5th to the 9th, is Boardmasters down in Newquay. Now, Boardmasters very tragically had to cancel last year, so they are not having much luck here. Currently, the government's advice says that we could be having some form of social interaction at the start of July. I personally don't think that's going to happen, and I don't think it's going to be happening at the start of August, so I think that's probably inevitable that will be cancelled. But currently, as of today, there is no news on whether Boardmasters will be going ahead. The same is for Reading and Leeds, Creamfields and SW4. Of course, the three festivals which end up seeing out the finale of festival season. I mean, it's not confirmed. It's a very high chance it won't go ahead. They're the safest out of everyone. If any festival is going to go ahead, it will be one of those three. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think it's safe to say that we're going to be saying goodbye to those three festivals. But it would be good, wouldn't it? Just imagine if we could just get one in. Just one in before the end of the year. Oof, that'd be lovely. So the question then has to become, what do you do? If you're not putting a festival on this year because of this incredibly horrific pandemic, but the chances are that we'll be fine going into next year, one would hope anyway, what do you do? Do you start promoting it now? I think people will be absolutely gagging to go to a festival next year. And I think it would be wise for people to start selling tickets now for next year. And maybe even talking about some of that lineup. I know that must be hard and it must be complicated because that lineup isn't guaranteed and people don't know if they'll be able to travel. Hell, we don't even know if we'll be able to do festivals next year. Like, this might be life now. But I would be interested to speak to someone who runs a festival. If anyone knows anyone that runs or works at one of these festivals, then it would be great if you get in touch, because it would be really interesting to speak about how this has impacted your industry and how that's looking going forward. I'm intrigued about having that conversation. That concludes this week's news on festivals. As always, more next week. It's pretty doom and gloom at the moment when it comes to festival news, because there isn't much good coming on. But for now, let's get back to some music. We're going into some discovery. I recently have changed this up a little bit. So before, everything was fresh. Fresh music is the segment of the show where we talk about new music from artists that we know and love. Discovery is all about artists that I've not come across before and I'm excited by. We have 7 tracks this week to discover. Starting with the incredible Vlossom. Vlossom with a V are from both Sydney, Australia and Los Angeles, United States of America. They describe themselves as electronica, indie and psychedelica. They remind me of people like Nudes, Bit of Tame Impala, Flume, certainly an Empire of the Sun influenced. That's probably because Nick Littlemore of Panau and Empire of the Sun is half of the group, along with Alistair Wright from Cloud Control. Their press release reads, "The music of Vlossom is an entry into another world, a wonderland, both beautifully futuristic and profoundly elemental. A newly birthed collaboration between Australian musicians Nick Littlemore of Panau and Empire of the Sun and Alistair Wright of Cloud Control." This record came on my new music playlist a couple of weeks ago and is brilliant. I love the drums in it are the ones that really get me. It sounds like something that would have been on an Apple advert in the late noughties, early 2010s. Really, really, really cool. This is crying out for a Mastercraft remix or a Soul Wax remix. It would be brilliant. Really, really, really love this record. I really, really love this record. I'm well excited to see more from Vlossom going into the future. You know, I loved Empire of the Sun. I love Panal. So to hear new music from Nick Littlemore is exciting. And this record is just brilliant. And I really hope that you enjoy it. This is My Friend by Vlossom. Next is another artist that I have just come across called Chappaqua Wrestling. Chappaqua is a place in North America. Chappaqua, New York State. I don't know why they're called Chappaqua Wrestling. Perhaps we should email them and find out. This record, though, is brilliant. I've fallen in love with it. Chappaqua Wrestling, though, are a duo not from America. They're from Brighton via Manchester. They are Jake Mack and Charlie Woods. I think if you're a fan of people like the Maccabees or Another Sky, then these guys are for you. They're a little bit less anthemic than those guys. They're a little bit more kind of indie, that I think is quite cool, but I think they're absolutely great. Chappaqua Wrestling is the love child of two best friends, Charlie Wood and Jake Mack, who have been writing songs since the age of 14, originally from Brighton, UK, currently living in Manchester, has landed them with a few gigs up and down the country to draw influences from Steely Dan, Beach Boys, Teenage Fan Club, and try to practice sweet Americana music with an electronic swooning twist. Okay. I mean, I get that. I certainly get those influences. They were due to perform at Truck, RIP. That's really sad. They're currently set to play live at Leeds, which has been rescheduled for November. A bit like The Great Escape or Dot to Dot. Live at Leeds is, I guess, a music discovery. It's a bit like South by Southwest. It's where people go to cut their teeth. Big city across a big series of gigs across venues in Leeds. If that goes ahead in November, I will see you there. They recently went on tour and supported Black Honey and have played gigs in the past with Fontaine's DC. This record is just one that I have come across and I think it's just absolutely brilliant. They have this wonderful kind of driving beat and like that clangy kind of Smiths-esque guitar in it is lovely. Listen to this two or three times and you'll not want to let it exit your playlist. It's such a great record. This is Early by Chappaqua Wrestling. The next record I want to talk about is the latest project from Willow Smith and Tyler Cole. Yes, Will Smith's daughter. I whip my hair. Back and forth. Go on and whip your hair. Her and her partner have decided to make an album called The Anxiety. The band is also called The Anxiety. The album in itself is quite diverse in its styles. There's parts which have an R&B influence, there's parts that have a kind of indie rock and roll influence, there's parts that have a bit more of a punk influence. But this record in particular massively reminds me of people like The Hives. If you like that kind of loud rock and roll, indie garage punk edge, then this is for you. I mean, it doesn't sound like the kind of something that Willow Smith of I Whip My Hair would make. In an article I was reading in High Snobbery, Willow Smith announced that she would be trapping herself in a glass box with her partner Tyler Cole at the Los Angeles Museum of Contemporary Art for 24 hours in an effort to raise awareness about anxiety and promote their newly released collaborative project, The Anxiety. The performance art piece would depict a full spectrum of anxiety in form of written affirmations displayed on the canvas walls that they would not be permitted to speak to each other. The exhibit was streamed live on Twitch for those that could not attend in person. Today's record is the opening track from the eponymously titled album and is released on both Misfits Music, which is Jaden Smith's label, and Roc Nation, Jay-Z's label, and is definitely a big move from Whip Your Hair. This is the brilliant Hey You by The Anxiety. Next, we're taking a look at an artist called Royal Yellow. Now, Royal Yellow is an artist that I can't find a lot of information about. He's the former frontman of the band Enemies, which is a post-rock band, turned solo artist making electronic music. There's a small press release on his Facebook that says Royal Yellow is an experimental electronic project created by Mark O'Brien. He is currently writing a body of work for release in 2020. That's we've got. Genre-wise, it's blending jazz, trip-hop, and electronica. He reminds me of, like, early Muramasa with records like Lotus Flower. Also reminds me of people like Sam Galatri, early Hudson Mohawk. I think it would be easy to draw comparisons with people like Bonobo on tracks We Could Forever, or Fortet on records like 2017. This record was taken from the recent BBC series, is it Ordinary People? Normal People, my apologies. Lauren has been absolutely smashing that one. Says the music's great. I came across this one the other day. It's wonderful. It has this really cool pitch-shifted sample of Lisa Hannigan on the record Pistachio. This is absolutely my kind of music. It's just absolutely my kind of music. Mark is from Ireland. There is something in the water in Ireland at the moment. Probably not the right phrase to use when there's a global pandemic going on, but there's something happening in Ireland with music. Fontaines, the murder capital. We talked about Vulpines and we talked about AE Mac last year. There is something really exciting going on in Ireland at the moment and I am loving it. So to welcome more into that category, we have this incredible record, May the 1st, which came out on May the 1st. This is Royal Yellow. Next, I want to move into a bit of WTF Radio, the segment of the show where I take a deep dive into a few of the smaller acts playing across Reading and Leeds. Last year, obviously, on this channel here, we covered every single artist playing Reading and Leeds. This year, we have this podcast, so we are doing that as part of this. And to look at some of the smaller artists, I thought we'd just put them all together. This week, my little brother Will, shout outs to Will, has helped me pot this together, starting off with the Festival Republic stage and the artist May Muller, who is 22. She grew up in Highgate and Kentish Town and lives in North London. Genre-wise, she's described as pop, refreshingly candid pop, says Nick Levine from The Line of Best Fit. She describes her sound as very Britpop. If you're a fan of people like Anne-Marie or Lily Allen, then this is your cup of tea. She released her first single when she was 18, Closer, which she wrote in her spare time whilst working at a local bar. She debuted her first EP, After Hours, which came out in February 2018, self-described as a soundtrack to feel good, followed by her second EP, Frankly, in December. Both EPs combined in 2019 into a debut mini album called Chapter One. She opened for Little Mix on their arena run in 2019 and shot the music video for her newest record, I Don't Want Your Money, on her iPhone during isolation, released on the 8th of May, and has a release coming up soon with Kenny Beats. Ooh, that's exciting. Today, we're playing that record, I Don't Want Your Money, from May Muller, who is, as I said earlier, due to play the Festival Republic stage on the Sunday at Reading, Friday at Leeds currently. She is third from top. This is May Muller. Next, we're looking at P.A. Saliu, who is playing the One Extra stage. We've actually talked about P.A. Saliu before when we covered SL on the second WTF Radio. You know what? The beauty of this is you can just go back and watch that if you want to go find out more information. P.A. Saliu is a UK rap artist, born in Slough but moved to Coventry when he was young and has since been there. Genre-wise, is effortlessly blending African melodies with the raw sound of UK rap, also described as grime and freestyle. He apparently turned to music after, tragically, one of his friends passed away, and has collaborated with Miz Banks on the record Like Two Dans by DJ Jules and Kidda Cudz. His record Frontline has over 2 million hits on YouTube and has said that he's going to be releasing singles and a mixtape before summer 2020. As I said earlier, released the record Hit the Block with SL, which is a banger of a record. Will, my little brother, is writing that in the footnotes that he thinks it's a banger, but it is a banger of a record. This record is the Yusef Days remix of Frontline. Now, Yusef Days we spoke about a couple of weeks ago when we talked about albums that were coming out in April, I believe, when we talked about Tom Misch. Recently released an entire album with Tom Misch. He is an incredible jazz drummer. This, though, is just brilliant. When we talk about effortlessly blending African melodies with raw UK sound, I mean, this is how you do it. If this was a subgenre of grime, then I would be into it. This is absolutely brilliant. Enjoy this. I certainly have the first time I heard it. This is Frontline, the Yusef Days remix by P.A. Saliu. Next, we're looking at NASCAR Alo, an artist from Lexington, North Carolina, currently based in Los Angeles. Genre-wise, described as punk, rap, and trap. formerly known as Alo, Dezu, Colby Soy, or Young Alo. I mean, that just sounds so LA to me, that whole thing. It reminds me of people like Ghost Mane and Scarlord. He began making music in 2012 as a way of self-expression. He debuted at the age of 14 under the name Colby Soy, the song Freaks and Geeks Remix. He moved to LA in 2018, where he began cultivating a diehard fan base by releasing music on SoundCloud and taking over LA's underground circuit. In 2019, he released the Find Me EP and debuted his full-length project, Shithead, and is currently signed to Death Proof Inc., according to his Facebook page. Today, we're playing the record Feet. This record is definitely out there. It actually came out last week on the 4th of May. Happy Star Wars Day to those that are fans. I quite like this record. It's a bit mad. It's a bit out there. My kind of thing. Probably would go and check him out in the pit, because I think the pits would be crazy. But yeah, I guess you can decide that one. This is NASCAR Alo, and the record is Feet.
Okay, my jump right on a white bitch like OJ, and I keep a credit, she get like OJ. Bitch, I feel like Liam Neeson with a twin Glock, and they call Zack and Cody. What?
We're finishing the WTF segment for today off with Elle Devine. Olivia Rebecca Devine is her name. Born in Whitley Bay, coastal town near Newcastle upon Tyne, is described as pop, hooky, often dance orientated pop, according to Apple Music. She kind of sounds a bit like Charlie XCX and Hayley Williams, if you're a fan of those people. I quite like that new Hayley Williams record, by the way. I think it's pretty good. She released her debut single, Schoolgirls, in July 2017, followed up with the Peer Pressure EP in November 2018, which features Charlie XCX on backing vocals on the track Peer Pressure. She was also named as one of YouTube's ones to watch on their list for 2019, and also last year collaborated with both Icona Pop and Rudimental. This year she's included in the NME's Essential New Artist for 2020, and today we're playing the record Don't Say It, which featured as one of Animac's hottest record in the world last week, so very current. Love it when this happens with WTF. We play the current music by them. Three of the artists today came out with new music this week. Yeah, this is Elle Devine and Don't Say It. That concludes WTF for this week. If you would like me to go into more detail on some of those artists, then we can potentially look at doing some WTF episodes on them if festival season goes ahead this year. To finish off, we've got four more tracks. Three of them are Discovery artists. The first one is by Phoebe Bridgers, an artist that I've only just come across. I know a lot of people think that's ridiculous. She was due to play Glastonbury this year, RIP. She is an indie rock, folk rock and emo artist based out of Los Angeles, California. I would disagree with the emo part of that one though. I don't think she's very emo. This record in particular gives me a bit of a Yeah Yeah Yeahs meets Arcade Fire kind of feel, which was always going to go down well in my book. She started out by releasing music on Ryan Adams' Pax Am label before releasing her debut album Strange in the Alps on Dead Oceans in 2017, and has a sophomore album due out for release on June the 19th. More on that in a couple of weeks, of course. Today we're playing the wonderful Kyoto. This is just a beautiful record that has been on my radar for a few weeks. I've been told to do a WTF episode on Phoebe Bridgers by Meh, who asked me to do that a while back. We will see. We'll certainly be listening to her album and doing a review on that towards the end of the year. Perhaps sooner if I've got something up my sleeve. We'll see. But for now, let's just check out this. This is Kyoto by Phoebe Bridgers. This next record is special to me. It's special to me because it was recommended by you guys. Let's shout out on here. Let's have a quick look. Oh no, someone sent me a message on Instagram. Someone DM'd me. Who was it that DM'd me? I appreciate it when that happens. While we're talking about Instagram, by the way, I have a new Instagram. It's at Music Club FM. It's the best way to connect with me. I reply to everyone that messages me. Sam Milner sent me this message saying, "Hi Jack, is there any chance you could do a review of Love You by Larry the Pink Human?" I went and listened to Love You By, which is a wonderful record. It's the guitarist from Slaves, Laurie, collaborating with Joylon Thomas, who is a producer of U2, Royal Blood and Kendrick Lamar. He describes in an interview with NME that he was writing lyrics for, when he was writing lyrics for Slaves, he wasn't writing them for himself. And it wasn't until he started to just write them for himself that he really started to kind of get to express himself. This is such a departure from a Slaves record. It's like a folk album, a folk record with a really like toy electronic instruments, but it works so well. It just breaks my heart to listen to, because it's like a really, it's like a love song. It has this epic build that, I don't know, man, it just evokes so much emotion from me. I feel very, very touched when I listen to this record. I'm sure that's not what I was ever expecting from Laurie from Slaves. They said that they designed this project to be designed for a movie soundtrack rather than to be played live, but this one I would love to see live. This is Love You By, the most incredible record by Larry the Pink Human. This next record is a bit of a monster as well. A new artist that I've literally just come across called Big Pig. Both eyes in Big and Pig have two eyes. It's B-I-I-G-P-I-I-G. Is the outfit or moniker that belongs to Jessica Smith. Born in Cork, Ireland, grew up in Spain, lives in West London. Genre-wise described as romantic neo-soul slash dazed. I mean, that's a wanky description of genres, but I love it. Elements of R&B and rap with subtle undercuts of jazz. That's from Colours. She describes finding the pseudonym for Big Pig on a pizza menu and describes that the name puts no pressure on her to be a certain way. I can be a mess and I can also be cute and put together. I think that's true. Big pigs are cute and a mess. 2016, she began uploading to SoundCloud with her single Vice City, catching the attention of Colours, the Berlin-based YouTube channel, which we've raved about on this channel many times. She released her debut EP in 2018, followed up with a sequel to that in 2019. In June 2019, she signed to RCA Records, the same record label as People Like Nothing But Thieves and The Strokes. Had a headline European tour in October 2019, playing in Brussels, Amsterdam, Berlin, Paris, London, and Dublin, and released her third EP, No Place for Patience, in November 2019. Today we're playing her latest record, Switch, which is like a drum and bass record. It's really cool. This one came out at the start of April. It's just a single, whether it's taken from like an upcoming album or a new EP, I don't know. Regardless, we love it here. It is a brilliant, brilliant record. This is Switch by Big Pig. And I want to finish today's show off just paying some respects. Last week we tragically lost one of the founding members of the German group Kraftwerk. A lot of people will be saying, Jack, this is a new music show, why are you playing Kraftwerk? I don't think you would have people like Big Pig or Larry the Pink Human or El Divine or Royal Yellow or Slow Tie or even Fontaine's DC or Little Dragon or any of the guys that we've played on this show without Kraftwerk. They were so ahead of their time. They changed so much. They were making instruments and samplers and sequences and drum machine. You know, the stuff they were making became like NPCs. You wouldn't have people like Linkin Park or DJ Shadow or so many people. They're arguably as important to music today as the Beatles are. And so, and when we look at the life of Florian Schneider from Kraftwerk, I think it's really important to pay respects, to look at what they achieved. They literally changed so much. They literally invented lots of the technology that we use in music today, and provided some incredible records which have been sampled by some of your favorite artists. Today we're playing the sensational Computer Love, which as you listen to it, I feel sure you'll recognize a sample which Coldplay had adapted in the mid to late noughties to become probably their biggest record. There are 100 million other samples that of 100 million other cases of people sampling Kraftwerk, and what better way to pay tribute than to play some of their wonderful music to end today's show. Thank you so much for carrying on to watch this and listen to this or consume this in whatever way you do. It's a lot of fun and it keeps me on my toes when putting new music out there. If you want to get in touch, it's at Music Club FM on Instagram, at Tequila Face on Twitter. You can pop a comment in the comment section below. Just, you know, come get in touch. If you could share this with anyone that you think might enjoy it, then please, please, please do. I'd really appreciate that so much. But for today, I'm going to leave you with the incredible Computer Love by Kraftwerk. Cheers.